Before 2020, American Indian reservations made up roughly 55 million acres of land in the United States. Nearly 200 million acres are reserved for national forests. In the emergence of this great nation, our government set aside more land for trees than for indigenous peoples.
This is a 96-second book review. Find this book and more at The Book and Cover, 1310 Hanover Street in Chattanooga, and at thebookandcover.com. Order online for in-store pickup.
In the 1830s, Muskogee people were rounded up by the U.S. military and forced into exile halfway across the continent. At the time, they were promised this new land would be theirs for as long as the grass grew and the waters ran, but that promise was not kept. When Oklahoma was created on top of Muskogee land, the new state claimed their reservation no longer existed. Over a century later, a Muskogee citizen was sentenced to death for murdering another Muskogee citizen on tribal land. His defense attorneys argued the murder occurred on the reservation of his tribe, and therefore Oklahoma did not have jurisdiction to execute him. Oklahoma asserted that the reservation no longer existed. In the summer of 2020, the Supreme Court settled the dispute. Its ruling that would ultimately underpin multiple reservations covering almost half the land in Oklahoma, including Nagel's own Cherokee Nation. Here, Rebecca Nagel recounts the generations-long fight for tribal land and sovereignty in eastern Oklahoma. By chronicling both the contemporary legal battle and historic acts of indigenous resistance, By the Fire We Carry stands as a landmark work of American history. The story it tells exposes both the wrongs that our nation has committed and the Native-led battle for justice that has shaped our country. By the Fire We Carry is an impeccably researched work of reportage and American history that braids the story of the forced removal of Native Americans onto treaty lands in the nation's earliest days and a small-town murder in the 1990s that led to a Supreme Court ruling reaffirming Native rights to the land more than a century later.
This 96-second book review is brought to you by The Book and Cover. Make sure to follow them on social media to learn about new books and up-and-coming events. Get more 96-second book reviews at hits96.com.